you.
Great, thanks, Wes. Jianing He is another graduate student of mine, and she got married last summer and was too busy at the time to take a honeymoon. So she and her husband are in Japan on honeymoon right now. So I get to give her a presentation as well. Dr. Sui, who is not in the audience, is a co-author on this. John Wanura and Matthew Pelletier are also co-authors. And I want to recognize Ed Barnes, who is our Cotton Incorporated sponsor on this project. This was the first year of this project, and a lot of what's been done up to this point, let me just state up front, is sort of conceptualization. So a lot of what I'm going to talk to you about here is conceptualization. I'll show you a little bit of results, which will be in terms of design and selecting components for the system, but we don't really have results in terms of assembly and testing of the system yet. So I want to talk some about prior work in precision ag and cotton. Dr. Sui and I worked closely together for a number of years, and along with multiple graduate students, have worked in several areas of precision ag and cotton. One of those was what I'll call an optoelectronic nitrogen deficiency estimation system for real-time variable rate spraying in cotton. We also developed and patented a yield monitoring system. We developed module-based yield calibration and a wireless module tracking system so that with conventional modules where you're going from the harvester to the boll buggy to the module builder, we could keep track of the basket-by-basket information so that we would know exactly where in the field each module had come from. Now, of course, with onboard moduling these days, that's not as important as it used to be unless you've still got the conventional system, but it was sort of proof of concept of the ability and the importance of tracking post-harvest data back to their origin in the field, the position of origin in the field. We've also worked on fiber quality and profit mapping, and I'm going to show you a little bit of some of these things because I think that they fit in well with this project and sort of the thought process here. This is a slide about the yield monitor work that we did some years ago. We have basically a couple of sensors that we applied to a couple of the ducts on a harvester, and we did this on a picker, but we also put a couple of sensors on the chute of a cotton stripper, and it worked equally as well. Along with this, we had a data acquisition system and GPS, and we were able to do a really nice job of producing yield maps. You can see that when we compared the yield monitor data to the actual basket weight data, that we had extremely accurate readings. So the system worked really well. The issue is with this yield monitor and every other yield monitor that I've ever been familiar with is that you get good variation in the data that you're collecting at various positions in the field, but you don't get very good repeatable accuracy from one field to the next. So what we suggested very strongly was that you take the weights of the modules that came across the field and you do a field-by-field calibration. Now, if you're able to locate where each module came from, then you can actually go back and do module-by-module calibration, which is even better than that. So with conventional modules, we knew that it was extremely difficult to keep track of where those data points came from, so we developed a wireless system, and this just shows you some of the guts of that system, that we had a wireless system on the harvester, on the boll buggy, and on the module builder, so that when you had the harvester fill up a basket and then dump that basket into the boll buggy, it would send a signal to the boll buggy and say, that, for example, this is basket number 276. The boll buggy system would record that information. It would take that information to the module builder, and as it's dumping the basket into the module builder, it would tell the system on the module builder, this is basket number 276. So the system on the module builder would keep track of all the basket numbers from the field. Those could be associated with all of the GPS positions that were collected during the harvesting of that particular basket. So that was the purpose. That helped us to work with all the fiber quality data that came from the modules, and we could track the fiber quality data back to the field. So for example, this is just a sort of a cartoon drawing. It wouldn't look like this, but this is a conceptualization of the harvest areas of particular modules. You've got five modules here. When you get the data from the classing office, you've got all these bale numbers that came out of a particular module. You've got micron error, color, uniformity length, etc. And all those data can be mapped back to these individual module locations on the field. So we ran through this, the system worked, we were able to keep track of the harvest areas, and you'll see here that we had some large number of modules that we kept track of as we went through the field. And ultimately, we're able to map back the fiber quality values to these locations. I will put a caveat here that some of my colleagues are Chinese, and Chinese people like red color. And so when you see red color, that means good. Okay? So the good fiber quality tended to be for these particular metrics is the red area. I would have made it green because to me green is money, but I just want to make sure you understand what you're looking at. So red's good in all these maps that I'm going to show you. So we were able to map that. We've also done, and this paper has just come out at the end of 2016 in Journal of Cotton Science. We developed a fiber quality mapping system in real time. So this is a visible and near-infrared based camera that is looking through multiple filters that we spin in the filter wheel at the appropriate moment. The camera looks at a compressed sample of seed cotton, which, you know, the concept behind this is occurring on the harvester. So from this, we were able to make a pretty good measurement, or a pretty good estimate, if you will, of what the microinair properties of that lint would be from a seed cotton sample. We were able to get the R-square value of about 0.74, which isn't what you would ideally like, but when you're measuring seed cotton with a lot of trash content in it on board the harvester, that's pretty good. And bearing in mind that we can post-calibrate that with fiber quality data that come back from the classing office because we should know where that module came from, then we think this is really, really helpful to us in doing much better than this, but having having fiber quality data on a very fine spatial resolution. So now let me talk about what this presentation is supposed to be about, the cotton yield monitor calibration system. I told you that we developed a cotton yield monitoring system some years ago. John Wanura and Matthew Pelletier of USDA ARS developed a system to calibrate yield monitor data by using a basket lift cylinder hydraulic pressure measurement device at a consistent basket position. So this is a conventional harvester that's raising its basket to dump. They have a limit switch that says when you get to this angle, you stop, and we're measuring the hydraulic cylinder pressure. And they were able to get a very good repeatable measurement from that of the weight of the cotton in the basket, and then use that to calibrate all the data that came off of that particular basket. Let's see, this is just a couple of pictures of the installation of this system. I don't think John and Matthew have published this in a referee journal yet, but this came out in the Beltwide Proceedings, I think, a couple of years ago. And we've been collaborating with them on basically combining this system with our yield monitor system so that we can have calibrated yield monitor data when we drive out of the field. In fact, for every basket load, we should have calibrated yield monitor data as soon as that basket load finishes dumping. So the concept is here that we have our mass flow sensors that we started out in the yield monitoring system. We have the calibration system developed by Wanura and Pelletier. We're working on a new data acquisition box that I'll talk to you a little bit about in a moment, and this provides this new real-time calibrated cotton yield monitor system. So the progress up to this point, I mentioned this is a new project. We've gone back and we've tested the old, what we call Mississippi cotton yield monitor system for proper operation and done some modifications on that. We designed the combined Mississippi cotton yield monitor and USDA calibration system, and we've gotten as far as deciding what the guts of our embedded system are going to be. We've gotten an FPGA, which is a field programmable gate array, which is like a supercomputer in miniature form, if you will. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but it's a very capable small computing device that's going to be the guts of this for data processing and data acquisition. And we purchased this device, and Jianing, my graduate student, has been studying the use of this and how to program it. And that's pretty much where we are at this point. Overall, the design is going to involve the two mass flow sensors, the FPGA system, the weight-based calibration system in its present form. There will be a display screen, a touch screen, and a GPS receiver, and that will be the overall system. You can see some things about the type of FPGA platform. Again, it'll be used for real-time data processing, and there are a couple of different software packages. This is really at developer level, so my grad student has had to really dig deep on this, but these are some basic software packages that she's had to learn to be able to begin to program this device. This is the FPGA that we're talking about, just so you can see it's something that's real. It's like an electronic board there. And so our future work is to assemble and program the system, and that'll be occurring this year. And we'll do lab testing, and our hope is that before harvest season in the coming year, in 2017, we'll be able to put this system on a harvester and begin to test it. A couple of follow-up slides. I showed you some of these before. This is some of our yield monitor data. Again, red is good and green is not so good. We tracked these back because we knew where the modules had come from, and we're able to put the yield on a module-by-module basis. When we combined the yield data with the fiber quality data, we were able to calculate a price of the cotton from each of these module harvest zones, and we were able to come up with this revenue map. So this particular module and this particular module right here were quite profitable on this field. This is not a very good example of a field, and it may have been the year that the price was down low. I don't really remember. This module and this one and this right here were not profitable. I'm sorry, this is not profit. This is revenue. This just shows you the good areas of revenue. The next map is profit. So these two modules were profitable. These three were not. The white areas were kind of break even, and this light green color was slightly not profitable. This is where I think we need to go. When we get to this sort of level of precision agriculture, this is when producers begin to start to see the benefit in it, because they know, why am I spending this money on something if it's not profitable, and I need to put my money where the profit is. And because of a lot of the things that we're doing at higher resolution, we're going to, particularly if we're measuring fiber quality on a GPS location by GPS location basis, we can do this at a much finer level of resolution than on a module area basis. The benefits of this system will be yield data that are accurate in real time, no post-processing, which is great. We'll have calibrated data. Nobody has to do anything with the data when they're done. They're already processed. The system will be amenable to development of high-resolution profit maps. And again, this is sort of a proof of concept, because as with the advent of the round module systems, some of this stuff is going to apply to older systems. But it is an important proof of concept. I want to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding this work. And with that, I am done with a minute and 57 seconds to spare.